All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another great week of Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. This week, we are coming to you from the State Farm Center in Champaign on the beautiful campus of the University of Illinois. And with round 7 of the round robin tournament, looking for great things tonight as we have things, matchups like the Stud Stable and the Rock and Roll RPMs, the Heat Seekers and the Gilbert Brothers, the Illinois Tag Team Championship on the line with the Nightmares defending against the Acolytes, and then finishing off with the American titles on the line with the Fabulous Ones defending against the Moondogs. On top of this, we also have Trevor Murdoch facing off against Mike Jones, and the Interstate 74 title on the line as Devin Storm defends the title once again against Johnny B. Badd. Let's take a step back, go to last weekend's house shows. Friday night in Decatur, Tennessee stud Robert Fuller defeated Beef Stew Lou Marconi. Moondog Spot defeated Jimmy Golden. Farouk defeated Stevie Ray. Rick Martel defeated Steve Kern. Booker T defeated Bradshaw. So the Acolytes and Harlem Heat will go 1-1 in this matchup here that night. And then in the main event, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert defeated living legend Larry Zbysko in a great and wonderful match. Saturday night, we were in Danville, where we again had the singles matches between the members of Harlem Heat and the Acolytes, starting off with Bradshaw defeating Stevie Ray. Then Dangerous Doug Gilbert and Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin fought to a double disqualification. Razor Ramon defeated Italian Stallion. Booker T defeated Farouk. So again, 1-1 for each of the teams in that series. And then in that main event, Superstar Billy Graham defeated Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. All right, so that's last weekend. We do have Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol having signed an extension to his contract to stay in the PWA, and we are excited to keep him here. And that may come up to bite us in the future, but again, this is Austin Idol. What are you going to do about it? All right, opening match tonight is Chad Fortune facing off against the Brooklyn Brawler, and they have a great card or match to start off our card tonight. And Fortune managed to get the win with a superplex in a time of 11 minutes, 24 seconds. So Chad Fortune is having a bit of a rough go in his singles career here in the PWA with Eric Watts leaving, but he's looks like he might be finding his own. Next match has the Interstate 74 title on the line. Devin Storm defending against Johnny B. Badd once again. Devin and Badd have a great match that brings the fans into the action, literally. The brawl spends almost 2 minutes in the ringside fans. Why would Tommy Young allow the brawl to go on for so long? He's out cold in the middle of the ring after Devin ducks the Tutti Frutti punch. Badd nails Young with it. The two brawl amongst the fans for a while until Badd gains the advantage with a scoop slam onto a chair. When they get back into the ring, Badd whips Devin into the turnbuckle and nails the Tutti Frutti to win the title in a time of 14 minutes, 55 seconds. 5 seconds left to spare. Johnny B. Badd is the winner and your new Interstate 74 champion. All right, next match is Rung 15 on Curtis Thompson's gauntlet. One half of the American Tag Team Champions, Sweet Stan Lane. Lane and Alexander come down to the ring. Alexander says the computer predicts a victory for Sweet Stan in less than 5 minutes. Thompson and Lane have a good match, which goes much longer than the computer's 5-minute prediction. Paul Jones comes out during the match. Alexander tells Jones to stay out of matches that aren't his concern. Jones grabs Alexander's wrist as she tries to slap him. Lane starts to climb out of the ring, but Thompson grabs him from behind with a roll-up for the pin in a time of 10 minutes, 10 seconds. Curtis Thompson gets to advance into the next round of the gauntlet. But Thompson sees what's going on outside the ring and climbs outside the ring. Jones releases Alexandra, saying that Thompson should be grateful for his help in the match. Thompson said he doesn't need anyone's help while he pushes himself between Alexandra and Jones. Lane rescues Alexandra as Thompson tosses Jones into the guardrail. Lane and Alexandra escape through the crowd as the Moondogs head down to the ring with chairs in their hands. Thompson tries to fight them off, thinking that Lane is still in the ring. The Moondogs quickly gain the advantage and bludgeon Thompson repeatedly with the chairs. Spike picks Thompson up in a fireman's carry, while Spot sets up a chair and climbs onto the ring apron. Spike drills Thompson into the unfolded chair with a Death Valley driver. Spot comes off the ring apron with a guillotine leg drop. Jones gains control of his men and manages to direct them back towards the dressing room area. Thompson lays in a bloody mess until EMTs come down and take him out on a stretcher. So Thompson tries to do the chivalrous thing by rescuing Alexandra York from Paul Jones. And, well, the Moondogs show him what happens to chivalrous people. All right, next match is the model Rick Martel facing off against Iron Mike Sharp. And these two have a great match. Missy trips Martel when it hits the ropes, but Martel rolls out of the ring and plants a big kiss right on Missy's lips. Martel rolls back into the ring and takes control, making Sharp submit to the Boston Crab in a time of 9 minutes, 36 seconds. Your winner is the model, Rick Martel. Going into the round robin tournament now, superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion facing off against living legend Larry Zbysko and Beef Stew Lou Marconi. These two unlikely teams get into the ring, and everything boils down to Graham and Zbysko. Quick match, but Graham pins Zbysko after a powerbomb in a time of 3 minutes, 39 seconds. Your winners, moving themselves up the leaderboard a little bit, are superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion. Next match is the Illinois heavyweight title. Iceman King Parsons defending the title against Razor Ramon. And these two guys seem like they haven't lost their frustration with each other. Part of the frustration is simply not having enough space on the cards with the tournament for them to have a lot of matches. Iceman has control for the first few minutes. When Razor starts to get an advantage, Missy blatantly tosses Iceman her purse in front of David Manning. Manning calls for the bell and gives Razor Ramon the win by disqualification in a time of 6 minutes, 7 seconds. Iceman's time and Hot Stuff and Hyatt International is definitely not making many friends for him with the fans. But he levels Razor with the loaded purse, and Missy and Iceman walk out of the ring with the title belt. All right, going back to the tournament, as we have a few matches interspersed here. Stud Stable facing off against the Rock and Roll RPMs. Wait. Did it really take until round 7 for these two teams to get paired together in the tournament? After all, the Stud Stable and the RPMs were all over the place with each other and the Nightmares and the Southern Rockers before St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Now they've been restrained from renewing their hostilities, as Robert Fuller might put it. Well, the two teams brawl with each other inside and outside the ring. Golden has Lane against the ring post, but Lane ducks the chair shot. Lane takes control from there, stepping and stomping on Golden's hands every chance he gets before Davis pins Golden after a flying leg drop from the top rope in a time of 9 minutes, 56 seconds. Your winners are the Rock and Roll RPMs. Next match has Trevor Murdoch facing off against Mike Jones. And Trevor tries to walk over Jones in this match, but Jones refuses to stay down. Trevor gets frustrated that the match should be over. While Trevor is arguing with Nick Patrick over the speed of his pinfall counts, Alexandra slides a chain into Jones. Jones wraps the chain around his head, and as Trevor comes over, brings him to his feet and starts to choke him. Nick Patrick tries to separate them by pushing himself in between them. Jones nails Trevor with the chain over top of Nick Patrick. Jones tosses the chain back out of the ring before covering Trevor for the pin in a time of 11 minutes, 11 seconds. Your winner is Mike Jones. And again, Trevor is not having a whole lot of this. And so he finds himself later in my office demanding I do something with him, giving him a title of some sort, or he's going to walk. And I tell him he hasn't done really a whole lot for me to give him a title, much less a title shot. So he storms out of the ring, declaring that he wants nothing to do with the PWA anymore. So Trevor Murdoch has apparently left the PWA. And well, so long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, goodbye. We still have four more matches in the round robin tournament this week. Starting off with the two teams from Hot Stuff and Hyatt International, the Heat Seekers and the Gilbert Brothers. This looks like it should be a good match, but it goes the same way as many similar matches have gone in previous years' tournaments. About a minute into the match, both teams simply leave the ring. Randy Anderson is left all by himself before he counts both teams out in a time of 1 minute 12 seconds. Missy doesn't want either team to have to suffer a loss, so they will take the draw every single time. Next match is the State Patrol facing off against the Gorgeous Gentlemen, and the Gorgeous Gentlemen have an easy match against the State Patrol. Maybe next season I will work on something to help the State Patrol rise above the level of jobbers. But for right now, that's their lot in life. Adams pins Parker after the super kick to get the pin and the win in a time of 3 minutes, 21 seconds. Now we come to the two titles on the line. First up, the Illinois Tag Team Champion, the Nightmares, facing off against the former Tag Team American Tag Team Champions, the Acolytes. And this is probably the Nightmares' biggest challenge in the entire tournament. Danny Davis tries to start the match quickly, but Bradshaw quickly stops him in his tracks with a vicious boot to the face. The Acolytes continue to work over both Nightmares until Farouk pins Davis after the clothesline from hell to win the titles in a time of 9 minutes, 56 seconds. The Acolytes are your new Illinois Tag Team Champions. The Nightmares have survived the match, but they could not keep the titles. Now we go to our main event. The Fabulous Ones are set to defend their American Tag Team titles against the Moondogs. The Moondogs were the first then World Tag Team Champions back in July of 2020. However, they have never been able to regain the titles since they lost them in September 2020. Paul Jones leads the Moondogs out to the ring. The two teams battle for more than 12 minutes before Spot nails Kern with a vicious headbutt that sends him toppling out of the ring. David Manning seeks to keep Spike away from Kern as he counts the champions out. Manning awards the match to the Moondogs, but the Fabulous Ones are still your American Tag Team Champions as Kern simply could not make it back into the ring before the 10 count. So the Moondogs get the win by countout in a time of 12 minutes, 50 seconds, but they're not done yet. After the match, Paul Jones throws an absolute fit in the ring. He declares, after the Moondogs set to destroy the ring, not even worried about the Fabulous Ones anymore, they literally tear the ring apart. And Paul Jones declares that he and the Moondogs are leaving the PWA because they have been cheated out of the titles that they should have won, not once, but twice. And now they are done. What does that mean? I guess we're going to have to find out next week. But before we leave, let's take a look at the leaderboard after round 7. Leading the way with 5 wins and 2 losses are the Gorgeous Gentlemen and the Rock and Roll RPMs. Right behind them at 4 wins, 2 losses, and a draw are the Fabulous Ones and the Moondogs. So the Moondogs are right there, you know, tied for 3rd in the leaderboard. This should give them a good spot regardless of what happens the next 4 rounds. But Paul Jones wants to have his fit. Let him have his fit. Right behind them are the Acolytes at 4 wins and 3 losses. Bringing up right, breaking even at 3 wins, 3 losses, and a draw are the Heat Seekers. Right behind them at 3 wins and 4 losses are Living Legend Larry Zbyszko and Beef Stew Lou Marconi and Superstar Billy Graham and Italian Stallion. The Gilbert Brothers are next with a record of 2-3-2. The Stud Stable are right behind them at 2 wins, 4 losses, and a draw. And then bringing up the rear, tied for 11th at the moment, are the State Patrol and the former Illinois Tag Team Champions, the Nightmares, at 2 wins and 5 losses. Again, the Nightmares survived the match, but they are still sitting in the bottom of the leaderboard. Can they rise up out of it? You'll have to come back and see the rest of the tournament. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.